I have a message the Lord has put on my heart, and I want you to know that I'm not taking up time tonight. I don't believe it's right to, just because we come and have service, I don't think we need to try to have a certain amount of time that we feel just to fill it. But I believe that we want the Lord to lead us and direct us, and I have a message the Lord gave me for us. I believe it was for us tonight. So I desire your prayers that each one of us would get the good out of it that the Lord has intended. I believe, and I mentioned last night, we all have battles. And I hope you don't get tired of hearing about our battles. I find for myself that I have them quite frequently. And so battles are a big part of my life. As much as the victory, as much, we only have victory as we go through the battle. And it is only the day-by-day living for the Lord, we have battles because we are living for God. Because I don't want to give in to the flesh. I don't want to respond in a way that I should not respond. I don't want to do something that the flesh is being pulled to. I don't want to do that because I'm serving God. And so that's a battle. A spiritual battle. When someone does something that they shouldn't, and I find myself maybe I'm going to talk in a certain way, no, the grace of God is there for me. That's the battle. That's a place that I need to avail myself of God's grace. I need to avail myself of the love of God. But what I'm wondering, that the title of the message tonight is Response to the Battle. We all have battles tonight, and we're all in battles tonight. Right now, I believe we could go around and we don't need to do it. I wouldn't want to tell you all my battles. And I probably don't want to hear all of yours unless I can be of a help. But there are things that we all face that are private battles. Individual battles. And we don't always just go and bare our soul. Now there is a place for sharing in those battles. And I believe very strongly in that. And I believe there are places that we need to communicate with each other, so that we'll know how to pray for one another and help one another out. But the point is that we all have battles. And we have different battles. And many of our battles are similar. But in our battles, my question would be tonight is, in your trial that you're facing, that you're in tonight, is it drawing you closer to God, or are you beginning to feel some distance between you and God in your battle? Now, the Scripture teaches us that all things are for our good. And God is not going to allow anything to happen to us that's going to cause us to distance ourselves from Him. Because in all of our battles, there is going to be the grace, God's grace will be sufficient in each one of our needs. And so my concern and my burden is tonight that my response to the battle be that in my trial, I'm drawing closer to God. I'm not allowing the battle that I'm in. I'm not allowing the temptation. I'm not allowing brother so-and-so. I'm not allowing Mr. so-and-so. I'm not allowing them to drive a wedge between me and God. Because the battle is that, Lord, I want to do your will. And I find that when in our battles, we will do one of two things. We're going to get closer to God, or we're going to begin to distance ourselves from God. You look at people in battles, and I've seen people in severe battles, and their experience was never greater. They had the closest walk with God. They had a sweet experience, and it came because they were in the battle. And it came because they said, they resolved and purposed in their heart that, Lord, I'm going to serve you, my faith is fixed, and I'm going to be faithful. And so through that trial, through that battle, they drew closer to God. But there have also been many people who in the battle, whether it be with someone or a physical affliction or personal battle you're having, they have allowed that thing to draw them away. They've allowed themselves to get careless and negligent in their experience. And there's a song, and I can't sing it very well, and if Renee could help me, I want you to listen to the words. And if you know it, please help us out. And the title of the song is, Don't Remove Me from the Battle. Lord, I know I've let you down when I fell to hold your hand. When I try to do things my way, not according to your plan, but I know that you still love me, and your faith in me's not lost. Don't remove me from the battle, just step closer to the cross. Just as long as there's a song, let me sing it. And as long as there's a soul, let me win it. And just as long as there's a test, let me try is all I ask. Don't remove me from the battle, just step closer to the cross. And when life's battle rages, and my strength is almost gone, Lord, won't you hold me up? With you I can go on. Give me courage when I'm down, when all else seems to be lost. Don't remove me from the battle, just step closer to the cross. Just as long as there's a song, let me sing it. And as long as there's a soul, let me win it. And just as long as there's a test, let me try is all I ask. Don't remove me from the battle, just step closer to the cross. And when life's battle's over, and the righteous side is won, when old Satan is gone forever, and the victory flag is flown, I'll be so thankful for the mercy to me that you have shown, for not removing me from the battle, just up closer to the throne. Just as long as there's a song, let me sing it. And as long as there's a soul, let me win it. And just as long as there's a test, let me try is all I ask. Don't remove me from the battle, just up closer to the cross. Say amen. I trust you got those words. Don't remove me from the battle. Response to the battle. How are you responding to the battle tonight? Are you drawing closer to God in it? We all have battles, but my burden is, may the Lord help us not to allow our battles to drive us away from God. May the Lord help us tonight not to allow people problems to drive a wedge between us and God. Folks, there have been people that have lost their souls because of what someone else did. They got so worried and concerned about it, they let it draw them away from God. Because I got so focused on you that I didn't spend the time with God that I should have spent. That I got so focused on the people over here, what they're doing over here, that I began to find myself, I didn't feel the blessings that I one time felt. I didn't feel the Spirit of God moving like He one time moved. And I began to distance myself. But folks, regardless of what your battle is tonight, you can allow that thing to draw you closer to God. You can allow your battle tonight, by God's grace, that you can have an experience that you've never had before. But you're only going to get it as you say, Lord, don't take me out of the battle. I don't want to distance myself. But Lord, I want you to draw me closer to the cross. I want to get closer to you, God. And there is a place tonight in afflictions. I mentioned in problems, personal needs, people problems, that we can draw closer to God. But I want you to examine what your response has been. What has been your response to the battles you're in right now? Are those, can you see where you've consecrated? Can you see where you've been looking to God? And you can see how God may not be working over there, but He's working in my life. I can't help what they're doing, but by the grace of God, I've consecrated, I've submitted, and I can see that in this battle, I'm just feeling closer to God. You know, in the battles, God is going to be with you. In the battle, you should feel the arms of God around about you. And you can know that I'm loving, I'm forgiving, I'm standing firm in faith where God has taught me, and I'm not giving up any ground to the enemy, and I'm gaining ground, drawing closer to God. You say, well, the Lord's not in that. He may not be in it, but folks, for you, if it's a battle for you, you can draw closer to God in it. You don't have to allow it to distance you. Think of the Scripture in Hebrews in the 10th chapter. Beginning with the 34th verse, He said, "For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods." Would you say that was a battle? The spoiling of your goods when someone took advantage of you, someone took what you had. He said, "You joyfully took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." I know that regardless of my trial today, it doesn't matter what the battle is, that I'm looking to heaven and I have something better up there. And so regardless of what happens to my material things, it doesn't matter what they do to me, what physical afflictions I have. Why? Because I have something better. I have something reserved in heaven. And He went on to say, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence." What confidence? The confidence that you have something better in heaven. The confidence that God is pleased with my life. So may it be then tonight that in your battle, that you would not cast away your confidence. That you would face your battle in such a way that God's approval would be on your response to the battle. When someone comes and doesn't treat you right, you can do one of two things. You can avail yourself of the grace of God. You can respond to that individual with love and forgiveness and patience and long-suffering, or you can return, you can backbite, you can speak evil against them, you can do things to get back at them. Well, don't cast away your confidence. In your battle, you have two choices. Draw closer to God. Avail yourself of His grace and draw closer and have the blessings of God on your life, or respond in the way of the flesh and begin to distance yourself from God. Don't cast your confidence away, saints. I fear that if we're not careful in our battles, people are casting their confidences away. And sometimes people cast their confidence away in the name of Christianity. People cast their confidence away in the name of Christ, in the name of truth, in the name of holiness. But that can be fleshly. When it's truly from God, it's going to be with love and forgiveness and patience, someone easily entreated. Those are what come from God. And then He said, "For ye have need of patience." Don't cast your confidence away. You have need of patience. I have need of patience. He said that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. What is the will of God? You go through the battle, not casting your confidence away, because you have need of patience. You say, "Well, Lord, it's been this way for years now." Well, you have need of patience. "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back..." Remember the battle. What is your response to the battle? "If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Let us not join ourselves with the number that at one time had an experience with God when they got in the battle. They cast their confidence away and they allowed something to come in between them and God, and then they began to draw back. No, I can't have the grace in this. I don't have the forgiveness. I don't have the love. I don't have the right attitude. You begin to draw back. You're drawing back unto perdition, folks. It's where you're drawing back. It's the only way you can go when you begin to draw away from God. So may the Lord help us in the battle to keep our faith steadfast and sure, looking to heaven, looking to Jesus, knowing that there is grace available in our battles. Think about some of the responses, some of our reactions to our battles. One of the first things the devil does in battles is tries to bring discouragement. And that's in all battles. That means whether it's just something within myself, that we all have those kind of battles. It doesn't affect anybody else. It's something in my mind or something that the enemy's been working hard on, and I'm having to bring it to the Lord. Lord, I need some help here. I need some grace. I need power over myself. I need victory along these lines. There are battles of affliction, physical afflictions. There are emotional needs that people have, and there are problems and battles that people would have with others around about them. The first thing many times the enemy would try to bring upon us is discouragement. And I want us to get hold and understand tonight that discouragement can be the first step to drawing back. Lord, don't remove me from the battle, but draw me closer to the cross. Bring me closer to you. Don't cast your confidence away. Do you know that someone whose eyes are on Christ, their eyes are on heaven, do you know they're not someone, that's not someone that's discouraged? People get discouraged when they begin to look at the things around about them. People get discouraged when they get their eyes on people and on situations and on circumstances. But we need to have our eyes on heaven tonight. And not to give room to the enemy. Don't give any room to the devil tonight. But we need to understand that with battles, many times one of the things that happens are disappointments. I'm disappointed that they did that. I'm disappointed that things didn't work out differently for me. I'm disappointed that this circumstance didn't seem to work out like I wanted to. And with disappointments in the flesh, the enemy will try to bring discouragement. I want to encourage you in your battle tonight. Look to God. Look to heaven. Realize you're not in this so that everybody will treat you right. You're not in this that you'll get rich. You're not in this to be wealthy and have fame. You're not in this for people to build you up in a spiritual sense. You're not in it for that. You are in this because, Lord, I want to please you with my life. I want to make heaven my home. And when I have my eyes and my purpose focused on those things, I'm not going to be discouraged. So may the Lord help us in our battles not to be discouraged. And yes, I believe we've all been in places that we felt discouraged. But that's just the first step. That's the place when we realize we're beginning to get discouraged. We need to get down with business for God and get our eyes on heaven. Think about here in the 10th chapter, also in the 23rd verse, think about some of the responses to the battle. What do people do? What have you seen people do when they begin to get discouraged? What's the next step many times? Well, it refers to it in the scripture here in the same chapter. In the 23rd verse, he said, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering." People's faith begins to waver. The time, the experience they had one time, the battle, their faith begins to waver. And then he said, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." What is your response to the battle? I'm a little bit discouraged. Come time for Wednesday night prayer meeting, I just don't feel like going to service. I think I'm going to stay home. Folks, let's not feel sorry for ourselves. There's a temptation there, but let's say, Lord, I'm focused on heaven. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. There are people, and again, I want to qualify this and want you to understand, there are situations and times in our battles that there may be some extreme times that the Lord wants us to absent ourselves from a service. And from there have been congregations that sometimes there have been problems that maybe for some individuals it was better that they were not there. But I want us to understand that many times when that happens, if you feel like God is working on you to do that, you need to be sure it's God and it's not the flesh drawing back. You need to be sure that it is the Holy Spirit inspiring you that I have something else for you to do. Because too many times the enemy will give you a reason not to go to church. Many times it's happened down through the ages. I get in a battle. It may be with myself. It may be with someone in the congregation. It may be with my neighbor. But I just don't feel like going to church. And you know, people that don't go to church always have a good reason not to go. People that don't attend service when they could, they always can justify it and they always have a good reason. But folks, more often than not, it's a fleshly reason. More often than not, God is not in it. And I want us to understand, what is our response to the battle? We need to ask ourselves this in the battles that we face. What is our response? Lord, don't take me out of it. Help me to draw closer to you. Help you, when you stop going to service, it's easy to get in the habit of not going to church. I've seen it, you've seen it too many times. It's easy for people, they have a good reason why they're not there. And maybe it is. And there are times people cannot go, and I understand that. But you understand what I'm saying tonight, I believe. But there are times that people, there's a good reason the Lord understood. It just was impossible for me to be to service Wednesday night. But come next Wednesday night, you know, it's just a little easier to say, well, you know, I really have this I need to do. Where are our priorities? How are we facing our battles? What is our response to it? This is just one little thing, but it's something the devil will try to take advantage of all of us. And there are also times that people have begun to distance themselves from coming to service, and before long, do you know that when we decide to go to church, it should not have to be a decision, or am I going to church today? Folks, when the church doors are open, if I am able, I need to be there. If the church doors, yes, there are times we're gone. There are times that there are things that you cannot change. There are times that people have to work, and there's a qualification on that. Not choose to work. Have to work, then I cannot decide for myself. But there are times that people can get into a habit of not coming, and next Sunday, next Wednesday, it's that much easier. Don't get into the pattern. The enemy will use it against you. The enemy will try to it'll bring more discouragement, and pretty soon you won't have the peace, you won't be feeling blessed, and you'll wonder what happened. Well, how is your response to the battle? Find that many times the response to the battle is people aren't as diligent as they ought to be for themselves. There are things that are burdens to all of us, but you know I can't carry the burdens of the world on my shoulders. You know my first responsibility is to be sure that I have the grace of God in my life. And if I don't have it in my life, then I'm really not in a position to be trying to help you with your life. You aren't in a position to be helping someone else if you don't have it for yourself. And I find that many times in the battle, we're talking about the way the devil works now. Discouragement. Not going to service like you could. And then I find that not being as diligent and being as concerned about the little checks of the Spirit in your own life. The word out of turn. Not as diligent to correct it. Not as diligent to be careful with what you say. Not as diligent, not as careful if you realize that maybe you've hurt someone or someone's been offended and there's no offense intended on your part. Not as careful to go and try to take care of it. Well, time also thinking about hard-heartedness. You know, the enemy would like in the battle for us just to begin to get a little bit hard-hearted. Well, but look at what so-and-so has done to me. Isn't that a lot of our battles, folks? Let's face it, we all have people problems. Let's look at it for what it is. There are people with all of us in the congregation tonight that there is someone who will rub you the wrong way. Someone that you cannot hardly, maybe you don't feel like you can stand to even be around. Folks, there's grace for it. There is a grace from God. Don't, Lord, don't remove me from the battle. You know, these are opportunities that God has sent our way because you need patience. You need long-suffering. You need grace. So what is your response going to be? Are you going to withdraw? He said that his soul would have no pleasure in them. The Lord does not take pleasure in people stepping back, withdrawing themselves from the battle, and distancing themselves. Why? Because God's grace was given to us to help us go through the battle. Not around it, not to back up, not to chop it in half, but to go through it with victory and grace, and we'll come out of that battle being closer to God than we've ever been in our lives. Think about another burden the Lord has put on my heart along these lines. Thinking about our response to the battle now. Thinking about people problems. You know that the enemy, well, let's just read the scripture in the 12th chapter of Hebrews in the 14th verse. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently. Again, why look diligently? Because this is going to be my response to the battle. Looking diligently, being careful, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Folks, there have been situations that have gone down through the years where bitterness has gotten hold of people. It didn't happen overnight. It happened because in the response to the battle, they failed of the grace of God. And in your battle tonight, I want you to again, what is your response? And you may say, well, my response, I'm not withdrawing from God. I'm just withdrawing from some of these other things, folks. I want to give you a warning. Are you withdrawing with grace? When you withdraw from the battle, or when you withdraw from the battle, part of that means that you're not having the grace of God in your life. You fail of the grace of God. You fail to have the love. You fail to have the grace. You fail to be long-suffering. You fail to forgive. And in doing those things, you are withdrawing from the presence of God. You may not intend to draw away from the Lord. I don't think any of us here tonight would say, yes, I'm backing away from God. None of us, all of us know better than that. But in failing of the grace of God, that is ultimately the choice that you're making. I'm withdrawing myself from this battle. And in I think of those, there are people and individuals down through the years where bitterness has gotten hold of them. And it's because somewhere along the line they failed of the grace of God and they did not get down to business with God. They got discouraged. They got disappointed. And they didn't get the victory in it. They just let it go. And they talked about it all the time. What they did to me. What brother so-and-so did to me. 10 years, 20 years later, you know what brother so-and-so did to me? And Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. He said here, lest any man fail of the grace of God. And then he said, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you. Where are your battles tonight? What are you troubled with? You know, when you're troubled with someone, situation, circumstances, the enemy would love to get that little root of bitterness in there. Definition of bitterness. Have it here somewhere. Means to be bitter is marked by intensity. Every time a subject comes up, every time an individual name comes up, every time the thing that happened 20 years ago comes up, every time what happened last month comes up, something that's marked by intensity. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. Are you exhibiting that? Are you responding to your battles tonight with the graces of God? If you fail of those, you're going to find that your emotions, you begin to get intense when you get on that subject. It also means, or severity is another definition of bitterness. Severity. Why are you severe? Because somewhere along the line, when you faced that trial, when you faced the battle, and there was the grace for you, there's the patience, and I hope you don't get tired of me going through this list. You're going to hear it more. The love and the forgiveness and the long-suffering, somewhere along the line, you chose not to avail yourself of it. The enemy came in and he worked on that, and you began to get intense on that thing. You began to dwell upon it. You began to meditate upon it, and that root of bitterness will grow. And many times that root of bitterness will pass on to your children and pass on to your grandchildren. That root of bitterness can begin to pass around in the congregation. What was the root? Lord, have mercy on me. The intensity, the severity. It also means extremely harsh, disagreeable. Doesn't that get pretty close to us tonight? Lord, help me. This is the root of bitterness. That intensity, that harshness, that severity, the Lord is not in this. But if you fail of the grace of God, what is your response to the battle? What is your response to the battle? Think about if we will stay focused tonight on heaven. Every single time in the battle, we can have the grace of God. The Lord is there to give us what we need to come through with victory. And we don't want to give place to the devil. We want to consider the scripture found in the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. In the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the 15th verse, he said, "For all things are for your sakes." Folks, what's your battle tonight? Is it for your sake? Can you accept that tonight? That all things are for your sake? Your battle is. That brother that's such a trial, folks, he may be there because you need patience. He may be there because you don't have the grace and the Lord's trying to open up your eyes to reveal it to yourself that you need more grace. You need more long-suffering. He said, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant..." Why are they for our sake? He said, "That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God." God wants to use a vessel to go through the battle with grace that others can look and God would get some glory. The time that it would have been such a battle, it would have been such a problem, I came to the place that I availed myself of God's grace and God gets much glory out of that. He said, "For which cause we faint not." Why do people faint? Why are people fainting in their battles tonight? It's because they're not availing themselves of that grace. They're not saying, "Lord, I need to draw closer to you." They're saying, "Well, I'm not sure about this," and withdrawing and missing out on what God has provided us for. He said, "But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." This is the other side of this. One side of it is, on our response to the battle is, I began to withdraw myself. I don't avail myself of the grace of God. I'm disappointed. I'm discouraged. Sometimes I may not be as careful and as diligent to come to service as I ought to. And then it gets to a place maybe I get so focused on what they did, I fail to be diligent in my own experience. Because of their wrong over there, I begin to commit some own wrongs in my own life and my own attitudes. And then a place that root of bitterness, that intensity, that severity, that harshness, that spirit of judgment that begins to come out of my life, that root will begin to grow. And pretty soon, sometimes it gets so big, it grows so big, you can't even see it for what it is. You can't see it for what it is, because back there, when God said, I have something for you, you draw closer to me in this battle, you said, no, I want to do it my way. Well, I find it very sad to see people who are in a state they can't realize that they're bitter. To realize that people can be in a state they don't realize they don't have any grace. To be in a state they don't have forgiveness. They don't have love. It's because somewhere along the line, they withdrew from the battle and wanted to do it their way. But I'm thankful for God's mercy. I'm thankful for God's grace that as the Spirit shows us that you've let this happen, there's grace to bring us through. There's grace the Lord can come down and get that root out of there. The grace of God will do that too, and I'm thankful for it. But the other response is this right here, and that's the positive side of this. The other response is, Lord, I want to draw closer. I want to avail myself of that grace. And Lord, it's a light affliction because I'm going somewhere better. And I can see where this trial can cause me to develop and be strengthened in my spiritual experience. One of the other areas that we need to be aware of in our response to the battle is let's wait on the Lord. Let's be patient. Let's not try to drive things. Let's not try to force things. But let us wait on the Lord, and He will come through every time. But let's wait. Let's let the Lord do it. In James, in the first chapter, in the second verse, James, the first chapter and the second verse, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation. Can you thank the Lord for your battle tonight? Can you thank the Lord for the brother that's giving you problems? Can you thank the Lord for the physical affliction? He said, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of your faith. What is your faith? This right here. This is our faith. This is our faith. You know that with the trying, when you fall in temptation, you're in the battle, that those things can work, that we will draw closer to God, and that let's stay founded on our faith. And he said, knowing that your faith worketh patience. But, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You may be perfect and entire. God is coming back for perfect people. The battle is for your benefit. The battle is for your sake. And it doesn't matter if they're doing wrong over there. That battle is for your sake. Because God's dealing with you. You're the only one that can get the good from God. You leave them with God. You leave that brother. You leave that sister. You leave that situation to God. And you see this is a battle. This is an opportunity that the Lord is wanting to perfect me in my life. Didn't Job refer to that? When he said, in Job he said, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. When he has tried me, when I've gone through the battle, I didn't withdraw, I didn't fail of the grace, and I said, Lord, don't take me away, but just get me closer to you. I need more grace, Lord. I see this need in my life, and I need more of it. When you come out of it, you're going to be refined. You're going to be purged. This is the reason you see weak Christians. This is the reason you may see saints that aren't very strong. It's because they begin to withdraw themselves from the battle. May the Lord help us. There is such a wonderful approach that we can have to this. In right here in James, also in the 12th verse, he said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. The one that waits, that has patience, endures it. He said, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. That's what I want tonight. I want the crown of life. And I need to realize then that in my battles, I have a choice on how I respond to the battle. Am I going to withdraw? Or am I going to say, Lord, just bring me closer? In closing, I just want to share with you, I think about Jesus. Remember the devil was tempting Jesus? He was in a battle. And it was, what, three different times? Three different occasions? The devil was right there just tempting Jesus. You know it gets wearisome battling the devil. Do you know there are a lot of battles tonight that I wish in the flesh, I want to qualify this, in the flesh that it would be nice that the Lord would just take out of my life. There are a lot of battles in the flesh that it would be a whole lot easier on me if I say, Lord, can you just take it away or just take me away from the battle? Do you know that's not what God wants to do? God wants to prove Himself that in this battle you can go through with victory. You don't have to go through discouraged. You don't have to go through defeated. But I can get you through this battle, and when you come out of it, you're going to be a stronger person. Don't you want that tonight? Doesn't that sound like something you want? To think about being strong in the Lord, it's like, Lord, I want that. The only way you're going to get it is by facing your battles. Through Christ, drawing closer to God. But after Jesus was tempted, do you remember what happened? Does someone remember what happened when the devil went away? What did they do? They came and they strengthened him. They came and ministered to him. The incident in Matthew, it said the angels came and ministered. They came to strengthen. That's what it was all about. And if you will be faithful in your battle, yes, the battle may be prolonged, but if you will continually avail yourself even in the midst of the battle, I am so thankful for the times the angels come and minister. Those times that I believe we probably all had, I trust we have, that the battle seemed to be getting pretty heavy. You know, those were the times the Lord came and renewed my spirit. Those were the times the Lord came along and gave me special strength to go on, and it just didn't seem as hard. The battle didn't seem as big. Why? Because the Lord came and gave me some more strength. The Lord came and gave me some more victory. And that's not anything that's peculiar to me. That's for all of us. That's what God wants to do for us. Elijah, the Lord did the angels did the same thing. They came and gave a light. Was it Elijah? He was on the journey. And he ate a meal and he went on and he got faint. He got tired. And the angels came and they gave him a second portion. And that was enough to last him for 40 days. It was enough to get him to the end of his journey. And God will do the same thing for you tonight if you will face your battle head on, saying, Lord, don't take me out of it. I'm not withdrawing. But Lord, draw me closer to the cross. Amen.